Pocahontas area with a second half comeback to down Storm Lake St. Mary's 65-51. And nice enough to get a visit from St. Mary's coach Nick Landgraf, and a disappointing second half, which we'll get into momentarily, but couldn't have been happier with that first two quarters of play as you seized control by the end of the first quarter, led by as many as 17 in the second quarter.
Yeah, they did an outstanding job. We moved the ball well. We were aggressive defensively. We constantly recognized where Davidson was, whether he had the ball or he was off the ball, just almost a flawless first half.
And Jake Heitman had a lot to do with that, had 14 through two quarters off the bench.
Yeah, well, we were doing such a great job defensively. He started getting a little bit greedy and running out just because Alex, Chakachu, and Will were doing a great job contesting shots, rebounding, so they didn't get second and third opportunities. So he saw some opportunities start flying out before we actually had control and got some good looks on some runouts.
Will Hurd, more of the same in that first half. What did he have? I think eight blocks alone through two quarters
of
play.
That's the exact number that I said to Josh at halftime. He has to have eight blocks already. And, you know, he changes the complexion of the game. When he went out in foul trouble their third quarter, that really changed the dynamic. Pocahontas got a sense of confidence because they, you know, thought they'd be able to attack us, and they put their head down and just went straight to the hole, and we didn't do a good job of cutting off baseline dribble penetration early. They got to the free throw line a bit there second half because of that as well.
Yeah, just couldn't take care of the ball well enough in the second half.
No, we didn't, and we've talked about this a lot, and Sam Peters is one that has been doing a great job at the JV level, and I told him tonight that we were going to be looking to get him some more time just because of what he's been doing, not just in the games itself, but from a leadership standpoint with those other JV guys. And, you know, when you look at what we were seeing pressure-wise, I think he did the best job executing what we were trying to do, and I'm going to have to get him some more time here the last 2 weeks of the season because of the way he played and just doing the little things that we need.
And Chakachu was lighting it up. 19 points, 5 from downtown.
Yeah, he shot very well from outside. I said something to Josh before the game, too. I said, Chalk's going to have a big game because just his demeanor before the game, he just had it. He's always energetic, but he had a different energy about him even before we took the floor to warm up. And it was good to see him have a good night offensively.
Well, this is a tough one to swallow, but can't hang your heads for long. Busy week next week with 3 games.
That's right. And, you know, it doesn't get easier by any means. We have Remsen St. Mary's, a very good ball club that made state last year and have a lot of that group back and undefeated right now. Got to think here. Coming into tonight, we play a third of our season in 2 weeks, and it's kind of a blur. We've got Sioux Central Tuesday at home, and then Friday we're up at Emmitsburg.
So that's right.
We just don't have an opportunity for many practices. We only have 4 practices until districts. And when you have 7 games and only have 4 practices because of that, it's tough to correct the things that are plaguing us here in games like the second half here tonight.
We'll see you Monday and Tuesday, Nick. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you, Ryan.